Welcome to the audio podcast of The Table,
a new United Methodist community of faith taking shape at Central UMC in Sacramento, California.
The podcasts currently feature the messages of Matt Smith and Linda Duhirsu,
with a musical introduction by Anthony Coleman, our director of music.
Thanks for listening.
Gets anxious when you talk about money because everybody's anxiety level goes like out the door, including mine. So we're going to breathe for a moment and we're going to know that it's going to be all right. And if you're a visitor or you're with us for the first time, we'd invite you to hold the offering plate and just reflect on how do you want to go deeper? What does that look like for you in this week ahead? That's all that we ask. Like, what does it look like for you? And to hold that. But some in our community, I want to talk directly to for a moment. Folks that are invested in this community of faith. Folks that want to consider over the next 4 weeks how you're going to go deeper, how you want to root your life in grace and grow in faith and reach in love. I want you to know first that Linda and I are not asking you to do anything that we're not doing ourselves. We're doing this individually and as a church. Prayerfully considering over these weeks how we'll root our lives in grace and grow in faith and reach in love, and reflecting on how we hope to respond to the gift of God's grace by rekindling our own faith and supporting this ministry financially. See, we've received the gift of this place. It's an expression of God's love and generosity from those who've gone before us. None of us actually built all of this. It started long, long ago with the mother and the grandmother of Timothy. And we keep responding. And our question is, how will we? So Linda and I have decided that we're going to share a little bit of our own stories during this series about how we've come to where we are in this process of responding to God's grace by giving generously. So I'm going to start today. Sarah and I, we considered ourselves really generous when we finished with college. Sarah started medical school, and she saw herself, as she is right now, working with women and children in hospitals, many of whom did not have access to financial or to healthcare resources. And I worked for 2 years out of college with refugees, mostly from East Africa, in Minneapolis as they were being resettled. So our lives in many ways were a response to God's love and generosity. And we gave of our time and our talents in hope of witnessing to God's inbreaking heaven among us. And we lived really simply on very little for many years. And then Sarah finished with medical school and started residency. And then she became on faculty at UC Davis part-time. And our income, when she went to be on faculty, and I got finished with graduate school, and instead of taking out loans, we were actually making money, our income went up exponentially. Some of in this room have finished law school recently, and you know that moment where it's like, oh, wow, I'm paying my bills on this rather than on a loan check. And about that moment, I was out in Davis at a church, and at first I want to say I've met a lot of pastors. A lot of pastors who don't feel as though they need to give back financially to the church because they're giving of their time and their talent. And they don't feel like they have the resources to give beyond that. And so that's what they choose to do. My pastor in Davis felt otherwise, and she witnessed otherwise to me. I remember when I was with her for the very first time, and I learned that she and her husband were among the largest givers to that church in Davis. And I remember being shocked. I remember being totally shocked. And it started this process for Sarah and for me, this soul searching among how are we going to give of our financial resources at this time. And so when we went from being students to working, we were able to make a huge jump right away. Not all the way to tithing, but halfway there, which at the moment it felt huge to us, giving 5% of our income. But the reality was we didn't even really notice it because we'd never made money anyways. So it didn't matter that much. If you've done budgeting and you have all this new money that comes in, that's what happens. And then over the years, we gradually increased our giving and began a process of moving beyond tithing of 10% of our net income. And I don't share this in any way to instill guilt or to talk publicly about money, because I know there's some people in this room that think you should never talk publicly about money. The truth is, Jesus talked way more about money than really anything else that he talked about, so we probably don't talk honestly enough about it, but it is really scary to talk about it. It's really, really scary to talk about it. And we know that how we spend our money is one of the deepest ways that reflects our faith and our love and our generosity. And so it matters to God how we do that, how we respond to the gifts, the abundance that Sarah and I have in our life. And next week, Linda is going to share a little bit of her story, and hers is different than mine, and yours is different than the people seated next to you. We're all in different places, and our hope is not to create uniformity, but it is to invite us into reflection of what does generous giving look like in our lives. Scripture is really clear that 10% of our fruits should go back. That's really clear in both scripture and tradition. But that doesn't mean that all of us are at a place that we're going to go that deep. We're aware of that. But some of us might be called a lot deeper than we have been in the past, in this moment, as we try to figure out how we respond to God's unrelenting love. As a church community, we've been the recipients of the conference support. And we're excited to say that this year, we're going to begin a process of tithing back to the United Methodist Church. And so rather than being the recipients, we're going to help fund things like this all over the world by saying that we're going to move over 5 years towards a tithe. So in 2014, we're going to give 2%, our first 2% back to the church. Maybe that kind of scaling is where some people who've never given to the church, I know there are folks that are coming in this room that have never made a financial contribution, though they've been the recipients of the faith in this church for a long, long time. And this might be the moment that people shift and move in that. And that scaling might make it possible. I was thinking about this, that if all 61 families that gave to our church, that committed to giving this last year, tithed on the poverty level in California, which for a family of four is $23,550, our giving in 2013 would be $141,000 if everybody tithed at the poverty level. Our giving's going to be, it looks like, well over $180,000, and I'm quite certain that we can go even deeper than that. Our hope is that you all believe, as we believe, in the mission of this church, in what God is doing in us and among us and calling us deeper, that folks in Sacramento who've been burned and hurt by church need a place to reconnect with God. And you want to be a part of passing along the gift of faith that has been gifted to us and to share that. I started this morning with Lunar Up in Godly Play, and someone gave last year to a story of Joseph that our children are hearing this morning as they learn about the story of Joseph. This is our invitation, our hope, is to pass that story, that gift of faith that comes to us not because of our own doing, but as a gift that we might respond in God's love. So as we move into this offering, I hope that we'll all reflect on where we're called to go deeper, and we'll be ready to share that on November 3rd.
And I could hold on to who I am and never let you change me from the inside. And I could be safe here in your arms and never leave home, never let these walls down, but you